Some call this place the home of generals. It's a fitting title because during the U.S. Civil War, 9 generals all hailed from this one fairly small town. Their story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of 2, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
General Ulysses Grant was living in a rented home in Galena, Illinois before the Civil War began. He returned as the victorious general of the Union, and the townspeople here purchased a home for him. He was the Grant family residence for a few years before he was elected president of the United States in 1868.
When he took up residence in that big White House, he actually rented the house out to some people to take care of it, keep an eye on it. And so they lived in the Grant home.
Galena historian Steve Rupp says a succession of families lived in the home and kept up the residence. After all, they were living in the home of a president of the United States.
U.S. Grant had died in 1885, his wife in 1902. The 4 children got thinking, you know, we're all living in different parts of the country. Let's give this house back to the city of Galena as a memorial to our father.
In 1904, the home was given to the city of Galena, and it later became a state historic site that is open to visitors today. While General and President Grant was the most famous resident, this town holds another distinction, as it was the home to 9 generals during the Civil War.
In the north here, a lot of these people here, very patriotic, they wanted to be a part of this, you know, saving the Union. But he made acquaintance of a few of these guys. I don't think he knew them all, or he might have known them a little bit, but not real well.
To this day, the city celebrates the 9 generals and often has reenactors who portray all of those men who served at the highest rank during the war.
The guys that became generals, some of them became generals during the Civil War, and then some became by brevet after the war. But Galena likes to claim 9 generals, and whether they got it by brevet or during the war, they're generals.
Those generals, led by Union Commander and former President Ulysses Grant, continue to draw people to this historic town. Traveling the countryside in Galena, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.